Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang labis na init ay nakakaapekto sa mga matatanda, lalo na ang mga nasa edad 65 anyos pataas. Sila ay nasa increased rate ng mga sakit na heat-related at nangangailangan ng espesyal na pag-aalaga, lalo na ngayong mainit at mausok ang panahon sa Australia dahil sa mga bushfire. Bata pa lamang ay may asthma na ang 75 anyos na si Letty Lorenzana.
I have asthma since I was a little girl. I had very bad asthma attacks when I was young, and then after a while, siguro up to about when I was 14, I still had asthma. It sort of eased up a little bit. We went to Germany, nagpunta kami sa Germany. At that time, wala at all. Maganda hangin and mukhang walang pollution. And then when we came back, we had a stopover sa Bangkok. And that is when I started feeling yung mabigat ang chest, and I had this, yung, you know, the wheezing sound. That's when I had it.
Dagdag ni Letty, sa mga panahong ang kalidad ng hangin ay hindi nakakabuti sa kanyang kalusugan, may mga strategiya siya upang maiwasang lumala ang kondisyon.
Oh, well, what I really do these days is I make sure that I don't go out unless it's really necessary. Two, kung sakaling may asthma ka na, talagang asthmatic ka, do the right thing. Do the things that the doctor has said, which is number one, do your Seretide puffs to prevent asthma or to not make it worse. And use a mask when you're outside.
At dahil nakadepende siya sa pampublikong transportasyon, ay mas nagiging hamon ito sa kanyang kalusugan dahil mas matagal ang nilalagi niya sa mainit na temperatura.
I'm public transportation dependent. I don't have a car. So if I have to buy anything or if I have to do anything outside, then I'll have to take public transportation, which means I would be more outside than I would have been if I was in a car. I make sure that I don't go out unless it's really necessary and need to buy food.
Sa tulong din ng kanyang mga anak na kasama niya sa bahay, ay mas kampante siyang may aakay sa kanya sakaling may mga ataking magaganap.
Yeah, I have two sons who live with me. So they assist me with whenever I'm sick or kung sakaling may asthma ko.
Ayon kay Dr. Siegfried Perez, ang pagkahapo ay isa sa mga sintomas na dulot ng mainit at mausok na hangin.
Yung pinaka short term natin is yung dyspnea, or sa Tagalog yung pagiging hapo. Nahihirapan huminga, parang feeling mo konting lakad mo pa lang or konting exertion mo sa kunyari, kailangan mong pumunta sa grocery, bigla ka nang parang feeling mo hirap ka na kaagad. Hindi ka tulad ng pag malinis yung hangin, okay ka lang, you just do whatever physical activity na kailangan, pero mararamdaman mo kagad na ba't parang hirap yung yung paghinga.
Aniya, ang mga particulates ay nagpipigil upang makahinga ang mga tao ng maayos, at ang usok ay nagkokonsumo ng oxygen sa ere, kung kaya't konting halaga lamang ng oxygen ang nakukuha.
It's primarily because the smoke has a lot of particulates that help that stop you from breathing well, and also yung smoke consumes the oxygen in the air, and instead of having 21% of oxygen in the air, ang nangyayari is nagkakaroon ka ng less amount of oxygen to breathe, so your body can feel that.
Mayroong brain aneurysm ang 75 anyos na si Lorna Ramirez, at ang init at usok ay maaring magpalala ng kanyang kondisyon.
The doctor said that stress and extreme temperature will trigger aneurysm. Yes, that was in 2012 when I felt dizzy and double vision. They thought I had a stroke. But I cannot find anything about the condition of being having a stroke. So what they did is I was put under MRI, and they found out that in my brain there is an aneurysm. This is a blood vessel that come out, and that balloon blood vessel, and anything that would upset or I'll be angry or feeling excited, it can burst.
Upang protektado ang dating chemist na si Lorna Ramirez, ilan sa kanyang mga strategiya ay ang pananatili niya indoor, pagpapaanda ng todo ng aircon at pag-inom ng maraming tubig.
Pagkatag-init at mausok ang panahon at ninakalangan, uminom ka ng maraming tubig just to hydrate yourself. At the same time, don't do anything at all. Just stay inside, have the air conditioning on, and relax. You don't have any air condition, go to somewhere else, like shopping center. Mm. As much as possible, don't drink any hot water. Just cold water will do. Drink a lot of water. And don't stress.
Upang maiwasan ding lumala ang mga sakit dahil sa usok at init, payo ni Doc Siegfried sa mga matatanda na kung maaari ay magsuot ng mga P2 at N95 face mask.
Yung mga common na surgical and cloth masks that you can buy over the counter, they actually don't protect against the particulate matter that you can breathe through the smoke. You may feel that its breathing might be slightly better, pero if you really want to go for the proper protection against the bushfire smoke, you have to wear the P2. Or the N95 face mask. And those are the ones that are slightly more expensive and they fit around your face a lot better.
Dagdag ni Letty Lorenzana, bahala na raw kung nagmumukha siyang bandido dahil sa kanyang mask. Ang importante ay hindi lumala ang kanyang kondisyon.
Nahihiya ako dahil para akong parang bandido na maskara.
Nakatulong din sa dating translator na si Letty ang suporta ng kanyang kapwa senior. Aniya, ang simpleng pangangamusta ay isang malaking bagay.
Alam niya kasi fellow asthmatic ako, tinawagan niya ako sa namin sa akin, kumusta ka na, Letty, naaapektahan ka ba nitong smoke? Sabi ko, medyo nga, pero hindi masyado. Tapos sabi niya, kasi ako, nahihika na ako ngayon. Kaya sabi ko, well, thank you for your concern, but I have sort of protected myself by doing the things that I should be doing.
Sa kabila ng pagsuot ng mask, payo din ng mga eksperto sa mga matatanda na kung maaari ay i-review ang mga medikasyong iniinom. Iwasan ang sobrang pag-inom ng alak at maraming kape. Manatili sa mga malamig na lugar at bantayan ang kulay ng ihi dahil kung brown o dark yellow ito, ibig sabihin ay dehydrated ka. Higit sa lahat, mahalaga na maging sensible sa mainit at mausok na panahon, gaya na lamang ng pag-iwas sa mga matrabahong aktibidad, pagsuot ng mga malamig na damit at pagiging updated ukol sa mga ulat panahon.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.